RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. You want to know something? If you're a woman, I'll bet you you're a perfectionist. Yeah, wipe the shock off your face. So, do you bite your nails? Do you twirl your hair? It might mean you're a perfectionist. We have with us an expert in obsessive compulsive disorder who's also been looking at this entire issue. Dr. Kieran O'Connor is a clinical psychologist and the author of A Constructionist Clinical Psychology for Cognitive Behavior Therapy. Dr. O'Connor, welcome to Her Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with this bite your nails, twirl your hair thing? How could it mean you're a perfectionist?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to
be
here.
Of course.
We were surprised because we decided to study, as you know, these kind of problems are classified as impulsive disorders, and so we expected them to be related principally to impulsivity. But when we looked at it very closely, first of all, there was a whole range of emotions involved. It wasn't just anxiety. It was things like frustration and dissatisfaction and often self-criticism, things like that. And so we looked a bit deeply, and we found that it was more related to perfectionism than to impulsivity. So what tends to happen is the people get frustrated. They have a certain style of doing things, certain requirements, unrealistic requirements towards themselves and demands on themselves, and that leads them to be frustrated and dissatisfied, and that leads them to do these colloquially as habit disorders. I mean, more technically, they're called body-focused repetitive disorders. That's a long word, but they're really habit disorders, and they all tend to involve the hand, except for grinding the teeth. I should just say, first of all, that I make a difference between people who twiddle like paper clips and tap their fingers and things like that, which don't really cause much distress. The ones that I'm talking about, the habit disorders I'm talking about, cause a lot of distress. You know, people pull their hair and they can pull all their hair out, so they have to wear a wig. So it's not just twiddling around with your hair. I mean, there are people who do that, but it's some people pull their hair and then actually, you know, swallow it, the hair as well, chew the hair. So it's quite a serious problem, and same thing with skin picking, which is another of those kind of problems, habit disorders. Nail biting, as you mentioned, and this is serious nail biting, so that people bite their nails right down to the cuticles, so that they're almost getting into the skin. So it's a very serious problem. And then teeth grinding is another one. It tends to happen mostly at night, but people can grind their teeth, and of course that causes horrible dental problems. And there's other ones which are less known, but those are the main ones. And what we found, as I said, was that it seemed to be mainly triggered by perfectionist concerns. And all that includes the way that you judge yourself, the way you judge what you've done, how you see yourself, whether you criticize yourself a lot. And it's often to do with the hands, as I said, except for teeth grinding, which obviously is more to do with the jaw. But it involves muscles and it involves tension. And I think we were looking at the way the tension builds up in these people and why it is they suddenly feel the urge. And some people can do it automatically. They just find themselves doing the habit. Other people, it's quite serious. But in both cases, I mean, they intend to pull their hair, intend to scratch their skin. But in both cases, it's very complex emotions involved. As I said, frustration and dissatisfaction tends to trigger the emotion. And tends to trigger the habit, whatever it would be. Doing the habit then gives some relief. So the person may even feel slightly stimulated or feel slightly good after doing the habit. But then afterwards, of course, there's the shame and the guilt and the blame about having doing this and doing it to yourself. And, of course, when the people have to cover their hair, wear a wig, or cover their arms because they've scratched the skin off ground their teeth down. I mean, it tends to involve a lot more problems than. So you have this pleasure at the beginning, or certain stimulation at the beginning, relief at the beginning, but then followed by blame and responsibility afterwards.
Yeah, very much like, and to a certain degree, when people have emotional eating and they just eat binge. You know, they'll feel some relief right off the bat, and then there's shame, blame, and guilt right afterwards when they suddenly realize,
oh my God,
which is done.
Well, there's an overlap between eating disorders and OCD, of course. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, kind of similar
patterns and rituals, you know.
Well, so as a psychologist, how do you treat this? How do you treat
There's two ways of treating it. I'll tell you the standard treatment, which is a treatment called habit reversal, you know, which makes sense. I mean, you want to change one habit with another. So that involves doing another action with the hands. You're becoming aware of when your tension's building up and then just doing something else or keeping your hands on a flat surface and just impeding the action or doing something more constructive with your hands because they mostly involve the hands. So that's one way of treating it, and that's, you know, relatively successful. I think it's a little bit difficult sometimes to find actions to substitute for hair pulling and whatever, because, as I said, they do eventually produce stimulation which you can't very easily mimic by some other activity. But anyway, that's one approach. The other approach, which I personally favor, is to look actually underlying mechanism or processes which produce the tension and the frustration, the emotional regulation. I should say that people, I mentioned that frustration triggers the problem, but generally people with this kind of problem have a difficulty regulating emotions, as, you know, various other disorders, the same sort of thing. But here they often have difficulty recognizing their emotions and also regulating them. So I prefer to deal with that aspect of and get people to understand what's producing their emotions and how to deal with that underlying processes in some way or other, like, for example, cognitive restructuring or emotional restructuring. Or, you know, there are various strategies whereby the person can not necessarily give in to the emotion, but work against the emotion and do something else. I prefer much more that approach than the approach which just waits until the habit arrives and then tries to reverse it.
You know? I, you know, as a physician, I absolutely agree with you. This is a lot of the basis of cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this obviously, you're the author of A Constructionist Clinical Psychology for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, and I see this working. So for all the women out there, and I see this all the time as a physician, I see women who are really tortured by this. Mm-hmm. This is so difficult, you know? It's very, very painful. And I think that what they need to do is make certain that they get appropriate therapy. Don't think this is just going to go away all by its little lonesome. Don't think that. You know, and the other thing is, what is with the perfectionism already? You know, why are you feeling that way? It usually comes from fear. It comes from anxiety. Where is that coming from? Whose voices are you listening to already? What happened to you in your childhood, your teen years, in the formative years when your prefrontal cortex, which handles all of this executive function, was really developing? Something's going on. You need someone like Dr. Kiernan O'Connor, an experienced clinical psychologist, to sit down with you and really tease all of this apart. You can't do it by yourself. This is too big, especially for people who are taking out a lot of their hair, who are pulling their eyelashes. You know, look at your fingers right now. Are you bitten to the quick? What's going on with that? What does that say?
I think particularly...
These are symptoms, and this is what's really important. So, Dr. O'Connor, I want to thank you so much for being on Her Radio. We so thank you for helping us understand whether or not you might be a perfectionist if you bite your nails or twirl your hair. The answer is yes. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You got a health question, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Listen to our podcast on Radio MD as well. And please stay well.